B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Hey. We're going to start 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Dalet Omed Beis. K'shem she'shliach tzibur chayev kach kol yochid v'yochid v'chulu. This takes us back to the final statement in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Omed Beis. The Tanakhama say that in the same way as a shliach tzibur is chayev to daven musaf and say the brachas, kach kol yochid v'yochid chayev, so to every individual is chayev to daven on his own. Rabban Gamliel in the Mishnah argues and says that Shliach Tzibur moitzi es rabbi midei chivason. By listening to the Shliach Tzibur, then all the people, the community who is listening, or will soon see if they have to listen or not, but the rabbim are yoitza, they've fulfilled their requirement. Says the Gemara, Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Omru loyle Rabban Gamliel. They said to Rabban Gamliel, you Rabban Gamliel say that the Shliach Tzibur can always be moitzi the rabbim. Litvarecho, Lomor tzibur mispalelim. So why does the public, why do they daven at all? Just have a chazaras hashatz. Only have the shliach tzibur do the shmoneh esrei, and not all the people in there on their own. Omer lehen. So Rabban Gamliel answered them back, Kedei lehazdir shliach tzibur tfilosei. In order to give the shliach tzibur time to arrange the tefillah, because they had to do it by heart, they didn't have machzerim like we have today, in order that in his mind he should be well prepared, to give him time to prepare the tefillah, he would have the time whilst the others were davening their shmoneh esrei, what we call the quiet shmoneh esrei. Omar lehen Rabban Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachomim, "L'divreichem, according to you, that every individual has to daven themselves. Lomo shliach tzibur yered lifnei ateva. Why do we need a shliach tzibur at all to go to the ark, to go to the omud, and daven before everybody else? In any case, every person has to daven on his own." Omruloi, the Chachomim said to Rabbi Gamliel, "Kedei lehoitzi es she'enei boki. You're right. Anybody who's able to daven on their own cannot rely on the shliach tzibur, has to daven on their own. But you have some people who are ignorant. They can't read, they can't daven, they don't know the tefillah. Either they didn't have a siddur, they didn't know it by heart, whatever it's going to be, they can't daven on their own. They can't daven on their own, then even they agree that the shliach tzibur can be moitzi them." Omar lehem. So Rabban Gamliel responded, "Kashem she moitzias she'enei boki, kach moitzias aboki." I maintain that this shliach tzibur, in the same way as somebody who cannot daven on his own can be yotze from the shliach tzibur, can fulfill his requirement by listening to the shliach tzibur, so too those who can daven, they can also listen to the shliach tzibur, and instead of davening on their own, they can listen to the shliach tzibur and be yotze. Omer Rabbi Bar Barchono, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan has said an interesting thing, that moidim chachomim l'Rabban Gamliel. That at some point the chachomim agreed to Rabban Gamliel, there's no more machlekes, and even the chachomim agree that the shliach tzibur can be moitzi everybody. V'Rav Omar, however, Rav argued with Rabbi Bar Barchona in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and said, adaini machlekes, no, they didn't agree. It's still an argument between the chachomim and Rabban Gamliel. Continues the Gemara. Shomar Reb Chia Barei de Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Reb Chia, the son of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, Reb Chia heard what Rabbi Bar Barchona said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. That what? That the Chachomim amoided to Rabban Gamliel. Ozal Omro Lishmaita Kameid Reb Dimi Bar Chinana. And Reb Chia said to Reb Dimi, and he told him that Rabbi Bar Barchona said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Chachomim agreed to Rabban Gamliel. Omarle, Reb Dimi said to Reb Chia, Hachi Omar Rav. Rav, however, argued with what you're telling me in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and we actually saw this Rav two lines earlier. Adaini machleikas, it's still a machleikas between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachomim. The Chachomim didn't agree with Rabban Gamliel. Omar Le, Rab Chia said back to Rav Dimi that Rabbi Bar Barchona Nami, that Rabbi Barchona also, Hachi Koma, when he said over what Rabbi Yochanan said, Ki Omar Rabbi Yochanan Lahar Shmaita, when he said that Rabbi Yochanan held that the Chachomim agreed to Rabbi Gamliel, then he said, Rabbi Bar Barchon himself said that if Legolei Rish Lakish, that Rish Lakish argued with Rabbi Yochanan, Va'omar Adaini Machlekas, and maintained that it's still a Machlekas. Like we saw in the name of Rav, Rish Lakish also didn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan and held it was still a Machlekas between the Chachomim and Rabbi Gamliel. Now the Gemara is asking, can it possibly be that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Chachomim agreed with Rabban Gamliel and the Shliach Tzibur is moitzi everybody? Rav Chana of Tzipuri said, Omer Rabbi Yochanan said explicitly in the name of the same Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchas like Rabban Gamliel, the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. If the Chachamim agreed to Rabban Gamliel, then it's not the halacha like Rabban Gamliel, there's no machlekas anymore. Hilchasa, if you're saying the term Hilchasa, Mechlal de Pligi, it seems to denote that the Chachamim argued with Rabban Gamliel. So answers the Gemara, Kisolik Rav Abba Miyame, when Rav Abba, who was out at sea on some journey, came back, Pirushi explained it as follows: Moedim Chachomim Leben Gamliel, Bebrochis Arosh Hashanah V'Shalim HaKippurim. That when Rabbi Yochanan said that the Chachomim agreed to Rabban Gamliel, that was only regarding Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. There, the Chachomim now agreed and said that the Shliach Tzibur can be Moitzi everybody. But when it's Rabbi Yochanan said Halacha Kerab Gamliel, and that means the Chachomim argue Mechlal de Pligi Bebrochis de Kol Hashana, the whole year round, a regular Shmoneh Esrei, a regular Tefillah, there the Chachomim do not agree with them in Gamliel, and they say that anyone who can daven has to daven themselves. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Chachomim agreed to Rabban Gamliel that the Shliach Tzibur can be Moitzi everybody. Says the Gemara, Eini, Va'omer Rav Chana Tzipira, Rav Chana from Tzipira, says Omer Rabbi Yochanan, said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and we saw this on the last line of the previous Omer, just on the last line of the previous Omer, it only says Hilchasuk Rabban Gamliel, that Rabbi Yochanan said that Halacha was like Rabban Gamliel. But now we're seeing that what he actually said was Halacha Rabban Gamliel, Bebrochis Shel Rosh Hashanah V'Yoshel Yom HaKippurim, explicitly said regarding Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also, the Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. Which seems to be that the Chachamim who argue with Rabban Gamliel argue with Rabban Gamliel even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. In which case the contradiction comes back. Rabbi Yochanan said that Moedim Chachamim Rabban Gamliel when the whole year round not, and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur also not, because Rabbi Yochanan said that Loch is like Rabban Gamliel by Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it must be the arguing there as well. The contradiction comes back. Ela Omer of Nachon by Yitzchok. The truth is there's two Chachomims. One Chachomim is called Reb Meir, and there's another Chachomim, which is everybody else. Man Moedim, when Rabbi Yochanan said Moedim Chachomim Rabban Gamliel, he didn't mean everybody. He meant just Reb Meir. Reb Meir agreed to Rabban Gamliel. V'halocha Mechlal de Pligi, however, all the other Chachomim, they are the other Rabbonim. They argued. They argued all together. And they say that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, and they argue Rabban Gamliel that you can never be yotzer from the shliach tzibur, even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Tanya we saw in the Braisa, brachos Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim, regarding the brachos of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we're talking about Yom Kippur of Yovel when they would say these malchus zuchonis sheferis, shliach tzibur moitzi or rabbi midei chivosoi div Reb Meir. Reb Meir says the shliach tzibur can be moitzi them, because that's what Rabbi Yochanan said, moidim chachomim leben Gamliel. That you can be made at least regarding Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The Chachomim argued and said no. Kashem sheshliach tzibur chayev kach kol yochid v'yochid chayev. Every individual who can daven has to daven on their own. And that's what the Rabbi Yochanan said. Halacha is like Rabban Gamliel and not like those Chachomim. And the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also that the shliach tzibur can be moitzi everybody. So what we're left with now is that the whole year round, as Rab Abba said when he came back from the sea, that the whole year round, of course there's a machlokes, and everybody besides Rabban Gamliel, everybody holds that the yochid who can daven cannot rely on the shliach tzibur. The question is regarding Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we saw that Rab Meir, when it says Moedim Chachomim Rabban Gamliel, and there Rab Abba explained Moedim is talking about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that's Reb Meir. And the other Chachomim, they said that even Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, not. And that's what we just saw here in the Braisa regarding Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that according to Reb Meir, everybody can be Yitzah from the Shliach Tzibur, and according to the Chachomim, not. According to Reb Gamliel, even the whole year, you can be Yitzah from the Shliach Tzibur, even somebody you can daven on their own. Asks the Gemara, Maishno Hani, why should Rosh Hashanah be different to the Tfilis of the whole year? Ilema, is it Mishum Dinafisha Kroi? Because there's lots of psukim that you mention. You mention the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and the psukim of Malchiyos, and the psukim of Zichronis, and the psukim of Shofaris. Is that the reason that because there's so many psukim, people are not so familiar with it, they could get confused, and therefore everybody can be yitzah from the shliach tzibur. V'omer b'chananul omarav kivon sh'omer. Since it says, as long as you say the words uv'seiroscha kosov lemoir, that it says it in psukim. Right, that means if you say, Rashi says, since he says, Nase v'nakriv ufnecho, k'mitzvah seretzoynecho, k'moy shekosavta aleinu b'seirosecho, this is regarding the musaf, the musafin, that is, as long as you said, k'moy shekosavta aleinu b'seirosecho, you don't need to say the psukim, shuv ein etzorich, I don't need to say the psukim of musafim. So certainly some of the psukim, you don't have to mention. So why should that be a reason that you can be yetzer from the shliach tzibur and not daven yourself? Elo mishum de'av shebrochus is because on Rosh Hashanah you've got many brochus. You don't just have the one broch in the middle where you have to mention the musaf. You have 9 brochus. You have the long brochus and the brochus that we're not familiar with of Malchus, Zechreinus, and Shofreis. And therefore, since it's such long brochus with so many psukim in, therefore you can rely on the Shliach Tzibur more than the whole year, that somebody who knows how to daven cannot rely on the Shliach Tzibur. That seems to be how Rashi learns this Gemara. Continues the Gemara. Gufa, Omar of Chananel Amarav. We just saw now, Kivan Sha'omar of Seros HaKos of Lemir, since as long as he says that the karbonis we want to bring in the Beis Hamikdash, as Rashi brought before, Nase v'nakriv ufnecho, k'mitzvah s'utzeinecho, k'moy shekosavta aleinu b'seirosecho, shuv ein etzorich, you don't need to actually say the psukim themselves, it's enough just to say in the tefillah that the karbonis that are brought are those that are mentioned in the Torah. Sovur minei, that hani mili b'yochid, aval b'tzibur lo yitmar. He assumed that that's only true when you're davening on your own. But when you're davening with the tzibur, with the whole congregation, then it's not sufficient just to say uv'seiros chakos of lemer, as it says in the Torah, without actually saying the psukim. Omer b'shua ben Levi, but b'shua ben Levi argued and said, echod yochid ve'echod tzibur, even if you're davening b'tzibur, kivan she'omar uv'seiros chakos of lemer, since you've said these words uv'seiros chakos of lemer, shuvei neitzorich, if you don't say the psukim, you're still yaitza. Continues the Gemara, Omer b'loza, La'olam yazdir odom tfilos, a person should always arrange the tefillah in his mind before davening them, so it should be clear, he should know what he's going to say and how he's going to say it. Mechar kach yispalel, and only after that he should daven. Omer be'aba, mistabra milsajer belaza, it's probable that what belaza said is only bebrochus of Rosh Hashanah, v'shel Yom HaKippurim, it's only those brochus of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, v'shel Prokim, and the Yomim Tovim that just come once every few months, or once a year. But aval de kol hashana, but the brachas, the regular brachas of the regular day, the regular Shabbos, and maybe even Rosh Chodesh, loy, there we can assume that you'll remember the tefillas and you don't need to arrange them before you daven. Asks the Gemara, eini v'ar Yehuda masadit sleisei umatzli. We know that Rav Yehuda, every time he davened the regular Shemini Esra, he would first arrange the tefillah in his mind and then he would daven. That seems to be not like Rav Abba said. Answers the Gemara, Shani Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda was different because he only davened the regular normal Shemini Esra once in 30 days. Kivan de mitlosin yomin, mitlosin yomin. Since every 30 days, have a matzli, he would daven because he would review everything he ever learned every month. And he was so immersed in Torah that in those generations, at that time, people that were that engaged in Torah, even though they had to say Kriya Shema, they did not have to say the Shemini Esra. And therefore, Kaprokim Domi, for him, he only said the Shemini Esra once in 30 days. Therefore, he had to arrange the Shemini Esra in his mind before davening. But all the other people who daven every day do not need to. Omer of Acha bar Avira, Omer of Shimon Chasida, Poitor Hoyo Rabban Gamliel Afilu Am Shebesodis. Rabban Gamliel, who said in the Mishnah that the Shliach Tzibur can be Moitzi of all the Yechidim, everybody, it's even the people who are not there listening to the Tefillah, even the people who are in the fields, the Shliach Tzibur, since those people, they're forced not to daven, they're forced to skip Tefillahs, they can't daven, they're busy working, whatever it is, the people in the fields, and they're not even coming to Shul, the Shliach Tzibur is Moitzi them. And it goes without saying that the people who are actually here listening to the Shliach Tzibur, that the Shliach Tzibur can be moitzi them, they don't need to say the Shemini Esra on their own. Asks the Gemara, Adrabba, why are you saying v'loimi boya, that it goes without saying the people who are here On the contrary, Hani Anisi, the people in the fields, so they were forced to skip a tefillah. They had no choice. I can understand that the Shliach Tzibur should be moitzi them, should, so to speak, daven on their behalf. Hani, but the people who can come, Lo Anisi, they are not forced to skip a tefillah, so maybe the Shliach Tzibur will not daven on their behalf and they have to daven on their own. The Tani Abba Bereder Ben Yomin Barchia, Am She'achirei Koyanim, Einom Bechlal Bracha. As we know, that Zaloch and Birchas Kohanim, that the Kohanim are giving their bracha to the people in front of them. And the people who are not here, the Amsha Basadis, they're giving them brachas as well. But the people who are here, but and they could come and in front of the Kohanim, and they choose to stand behind the Kohanim, they will not get the bracha. So you see clearly that the people in the fields, it's easier for them to be represented, even though they're not there in person, more than the people who are there, but are not. They're not doing what they have to do. Eloki also Ravin Omer of Yaakov Bar Idi Omer B'Shimon Chasida. He argued and said, Loipota Rebbe Gamliel, when Rebbe Gamliel said the Shliach Tzibur is Moitzi, is davening on behalf of all those who are not here in the field, is Elo Amsha Besodis. It's only the people in the fields. Maitama Mishum Da Anisa B'Melacha. It's because they are forced to skip the tefillah because they're busy at work. Avol Be'ir, but the people who are in the city and they can come to shul, Loi, they cannot rely on the Shliach Tzibur representing them. They have to come and daven on their own. Hadron Aloch Yom Tov B'Siyata Dishmai. We finished the fourth perek of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Uslikalo Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We finished Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Emirat Hashem, we're going to Chaza and do review this last perek and the entire Maseches Rosh Hashanah. And Emirat Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to start Maseches Tainis.